2 Peter 3:1 says, "The second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior." So what do? You put your mind back into remembrance of the things that the holy prophets spake and, you know, that the Bible teaches. You know, the most important things. Soul winning, church attendance, Bible reading, prayer. That's the fourfold thing that's going to keep you in church. That's the fourfold thing that's going to keep you serving the Lord for the rest of your life. And remember, you know, if you're burning out, pace yourself. If you're that person that's like, I'll do this, and you have a good heart and you're doing it for the right reasons, but if you're saying, I'll do this, and you burn yourself out, I don't want you to burn yourself out. I don't want to burn out. I want everybody to maintain and be able to, you know, pace your way through. Sometimes you got to push yourself a little harder. That's fine. Sometimes you have to dial it back a little bit. But the point is to finish the race, to keep the faith. So what can you do? You get back into the things that you're lacking in. And so really, I've talked about this before. You have that fourfold thing, right? You know, is one of them off balance? You know, if your car wheels are off balance, it's going to go, and then other problems are going to happen because that tire is out of balance. And then, you know, maybe your struts start to go, I don't know, I'm not a mechanic, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, if part of your Christian life's off balance, you need to bring it back into balance so that you can be a complete and perfect Christian. And I'm not saying a perfect Christian that does everything right all the time. I'm saying a perfect means complete, that you're the complete package, that you're the Mustang going down the road. You're not the gremlin, okay? You know what a gremlin is, right? Okay. I just want to make sure there's some young people in here. It's a car that was a piece of junk. Anyway, for those of you young people that don't know what I'm talking about,